everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA. And I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to How Rude, Tanneritos. We are back with part two of our interview with the beloved Marla Sokoloff. This interview is so good, you guys. We can't wait for you to hear the rest of it. So what was it like when you got the call that Fuller House was happening and that we wanted you to be a part of it and come back and reprise the role of Gia?
I mean, was so excited. I think Jeff had called me even before I got asked. It was like during season one. And he was like, I want to let you know you are going to be on it. Cause he probably already sensed my like rejection. I was like, right. Keep the show without me. But he was like, there will be Gia. Don't worry. I just have to figure out like how we're going to do it. And I want to get the show up and running first. So I was so excited, and they really went out of their way to keep it a secret from the audience, which was really fun.
Ooh, yeah. They did love surprising the audience with like bringing the guest stars back and stuff, because people did lose their mind. They would be so excited. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lost their mind. Yeah.
Well, you got a massive applause when you walked into Stephanie's bedroom during the Girl Talk episode. Mm-hmm. Huge applause.
Yeah. No, it was really fun. So fun. I'll never forget that. And it just the surrealness. I remember you guys had already been doing it for a while. And I think I said to one of you, like, is this crazy to be back on the stage with the set and like the dressing rooms upstairs? Like so much of it just was so surreal.
Do you remember us getting in trouble one afternoon for we had gone over to the Warner Brothers store?
Okay.
Where we, you know, you could get like whatever, it was like an employee discount or something if you, you know, you work there. And they had all the Warner Brothers, all the Warner Records, all the music available in there when you would, you know, go buy CDs at an actual physical store back in the dark ages. And the Green Day album had just come out.
So good.
And we were there, I think, like my mom and maybe Sherry had gone to lunch, or maybe my mom and your mom. I don't know. But my mom she had left for a while. It was like going shopping. So I was like, we have the dressing room all to myself. So we put the Green Day album on.
Oh my God, blast it.
Blasting it.
Yes.
Blasting it, and didn't realize like they'd started rehearsal. And we were just like, ah, Green Day, just rocking out in my room. And I think Becca, our AD, came and was like, can you turn it down? And we're like, oh my God, sorry.
We're trying to make a show here.
We're trying to make a show. And we were like, oh, we're just being like 12-year-old girls rocking out to Green Day in the dressing room.
No, I totally remember that. That was the best. It was so fun.
Yeah.
I don't remember going to the store. But I do remember.
Yeah, we got to like walk around on the lot by our mom would be like, fine, you guys can go to the commissary by yourself. You know, we'd have an hour free. It was like off campus lunch. So we'd go walk to the commissary and go to the Warner Brothers store. And we're like, look at us. Like we're like adults, like by ourselves. But yeah, it was ridiculous.
Right. Best feeling.
Right. Probably trying to smoke stolen cigarettes somewhere on the lot in the
smoking
corner.
Smoking on the way to the
right,
store.
Right, on the way. Yeah, just like
clothes.
Yeah.
Part of your method acting is you got to smoke from the commissary.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We were both wearing crop tops.
I remember there was like on tape days, there was like catered meal. Do you remember that?
On Thursdays. Like on a stage. Yes. On Thursdays. Mm-hmm. And
they didn't do that for Fuller, did they? Or was I just uninvited?
No.
We did for the first couple seasons of Fuller. Remember when we were on the smaller stage for the first season? And we would walk next door to dinner at that other empty soundstage when we were doing Fuller.
That's right. That was like, season one.
Yeah.
We were on the 2.5 men's stage.
We were on the 2.5 men's stage, and it was a lot smaller. And it was kind of, we were doing it a little bit differently then. But I think on those Friday nights, we would go over there and have dinner. But then eventually it was just like the meal tickets, and they'd send us over to the commissary.
Which I preferred, so I could get my tuna melt.
You had to get your traditional
standard tuna melt.
Tuna melt
sandwich
is
before every show.
Your pre-game meal?
That's my pre-show ritual.
I love that.
Tuna melt with a pickle.
Every time I see a tuna melt or order one, I think of Andrea Barber from the OG Full House days because that was, we would go to the lunch truck.
The roach coach.
Right, on like the white, you know, nondescript food truck. On the Lorimar Sony lot, we would go and get Martinelli's apple cider and tuna melts, and they were delicious. But that was
I want a tuna melt.
I know, right now I'm hungry.
Sounds so good.
It's such good comfort food.
Yeah,
truly
the best.
I love it.
But yeah, that was. But I do remember us going. Yeah, with commissary was like our adventure time. You know, isn't it weird growing up on a lot? Like it's so. I always think like I laugh because. I get on a studio lot and I'm like, oh yes, this is, you know, this chaos feels comfortable. Like just driving through the lot and there's all manner of things happening and like, you know, just weird stuff you see that you're like, that's normal. And it just like, there's no better feeling for me than when I'm on a lot or a soundstage or on set somehow. Like I'm just like, yeah.
What about if you're there for like an audition? Cause I feel like that sends me into like a little bit of a spiral.
When's the last time? Well, I do. You and I have seen each other at many an audition, though.
Yeah.
When we were young.
I remember I saw you at like Paramount once.
Not Paramount, CBS Radford.
CBS Radford.
You and I were,
that
were
was
sitting
more recently. I'm thinking like between, like post Full House, I remember seeing you at Paramount. And
probably.
Then, recently.
Yeah. And then, as like adults, we were both in on, again, some callback on something. And it was like sitting in the hallway.
Ooh.
Now, you rarely go on set though, or on a lot for auditions.
Thank God. I don't want to do that ever again.
I miss that though. See, I miss
you
that.
Do?
Yeah.
See, I think there's two schools of actors. Yeah. There's ones who love that and they want to see people and they want to like be in the room. I'm like, I'm sorry. We get to do as many takes as we want in the privacy of our own home without traffic.
See,
Andrea.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's the
yes.
best.
Yeah. I don't like that because it's like so hard. It's just so hard to like feed off of any energy. I guess, I don't know. Like for me,
it does put you in a bad position a little bit as an actor.
And I like getting notes. I like to be able to do something.
True,
and then if the casting director or somebody's like, hey, could you give it, you know, again, could you give it a little more edge? Like you have such a sweet face. Can you do something?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like there's a lot of auditions that you'll submit on and have they been able to give you a note on something?
100%.
You're like, oh, I could totally fix that. And that's what I like being in the room is like, I can play around with it a little bit more. Tapes are always scary because it's like, I thought this was good, but you might think this is not at all what you want for the character, and I have no idea. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with that. I think maybe best case scenario is when you do a Zoom like callback or something.
Yeah. Like the live.
It's so interesting. There are literally two schools, like people love it or hate it.
Yeah.
I feel like when we first started doing the self tapes, I really thought it was crazy and it was so out of
well and then
my
we
realm.
All then the pandemic came and everyone learned how to self-tape themselves basically whether you were in entertainment or not.
Yeah. And now if I were to get like an in-person audition, I would probably need to like medicate myself. I would be so nervous. to go into a room.
I remember though, even as adults,
I relate to this.
Seeing you in the hallway, and we're like, again, sitting in the hallway. And I think we were joking because we were like, here we are, 25 years
back
later.
In the hallway.
You know what I mean? Like, sitting on the ground in a hallway of full of, you know, other actors and all, like,
yeah.
And we could, and do you remember that? I all of a sudden remembered we could hear everything.
That's cruel.
In the room.
It's so cruel. I
Which
do remember
is the
that.
Worst.
That's psychologically cruel.
Oh my God.
Yes.
It's such torture because you can hear the person and the room. So like you hear the choices that they're making and the response mm-hmm. they're getting.
You're just questioning every choice
and
you've
made.
And then
all you do is just sit there and go, mm-hmm. my choices suck. My choices suck. I made terrible ones. They like that better. And like, it's just it's
so they
line.
Laughed at that. I have to make my voice go up at the end of that line.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And then yes. you're like, oh no, that's it. Why am I even going in here? And then, yeah, it's just, it's
or
so
it's the worst when someone's in there for like 40 minutes and then you go and you're in for like four.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, this is the worst.
Or you can hear them in there and they're like, hey, good to see you again. Where you're like, oh, great.
Yeah,
they're
friends. It's like their godfather.
This is it.
Yeah. Right. Oh, perfect.
And yet
you're still
yet
going.
We never feel more at mm-hmm. home. Right.
Yeah.
It's a.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it is.
Something.
Why do we do this?
For Punishment City over here.
I need to get away and pack up the car and break free to embark on an adventurous weekend. What do you say, AB? Will you come with me?
Well, how will we get there, Jody Sweeten?
Well, may I suggest the all new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe.
Oh, I have seen this car. It is stunning.
Right? I am loving the new Hyundais, and the features make it the perfect vehicle to pack up the family and get away. There's available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, which is perfect when you have two kids who both want to stare at their phones rather than talk to you. I speak from experience.
Relatable. The Santa Fe's entire existence is to make sure it can take you on any adventure stress-free and ready to relax.
Ooh, what do you say, Andrea? How about we, like, you know, time travel isn't real, but what if we, like, take it back to the late 80s and go on a phone-free weekend somewhere?
Oh, yes. Let's go to Joshua Tree, where there's not even cell phone service.
Perfect. Let's go on a little weekend trip somewhere.
Yeah.
Out, we'll make it like it's 1988, no
yes.
phones, no nothing. I'm going to braid my hair into a rat tail and bring a guitar to sing like a ripper. It's going to be great.
I'm going to put my hair up in a scrunchie with permed hair and head on out in the Hyundai. So if you want to just escape your house filled with kids or your sister's widowed husband and your jingle writing partner, just go up to the snow and sing a cappella with your ripper's bandmates. This is the car to do it.
Well, that is if you don't already own a motorcycle and maybe have a helmet.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com. Or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I don't know about you listeners, but my social battery has been pretty drained recently. I've noticed how easy it is to spread myself too thin, especially when life feels nonstop. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you manage to maintain a good balance? I found therapy to be the best tool in maintaining my energy levels. I'm now able to be my best self for not only my friends and family, but most importantly, for me. I truly believe therapy is for everyone, no matter how big or small your problems may seem. Seeing a licensed therapist can help you get to the root of your problems and empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/howrude today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/howrude.
Hey, Fanaritos, we want to talk to you about Target Circle, the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals.
I know it, and I definitely love it. And did you know that the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
It's the new Target Circle 360. Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door. Or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
When you do self tapes at home, is Alec your reader, your husband? Is he your reader or who? Like, that's my biggest beef is I hate having to provide my reader.
I don't really do. I'm not trying to act anymore. So I'm mainly directing. But when those days were happening, it was Alec. And I do blame him for the demise of my acting career because he truly sucks. And or he would.
I feel like he is really
so bad. And he would want to, you know, so what am I doing in this scene? And like, where are we? I'm like,
you're doing nothing. You're doing as little as possible.
Like, this isn't your audition. Yeah. So just say the words, please. But now if I were to do it, I would probably just have like a friend because that was causing a lot of fights. He also is like one take. He's like, okay, that was great. And I'm like, well, no, I need one more. No, you don't. You're good. Right.
I actually go to a place where I do a self tape with like a person who's a reader and they have the lighting and the thing.
Do you go to Intrepid?
It's much better.
No, I go to the Creation Station Studios in North Hollywood. Little shout out to them, but
Intrepid's great too, and they have really good actors there. That's why I liked them so much. They're nice. Actors, you know.
Yeah. That's same here too. And that's important. Like, great. Yeah, keeping us actors busy. Doing things in between jobs anyway.
But I also like it because you feel like you're in an audition. Like you have to be off book.
That's what I mean. It's like they're, yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You have to look good. Yeah. You have to be prepared, you know? So I do prefer that.
Plus, I don't think I could get Mescal to do an audition with me. He'd be like, which is probably for the best. He would be like, I am not the right person for this.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah.
Does Michael do for you?
Yeah, Michael, my boyfriend, he's usually my reader. But he tries to act. And I'm like, don't act.
You're distracting
me. He would run lines with me. On Fuller, he would run lines with me. So he would be Fernando, usually, trying to do the Argentinian accent.
Stop it.
And he's this tall white man with a red beard. And I'm like, no, stop. Like, just stop trying to act. Don't do an accent. It's so distracting that, yeah, you're right. It makes it worse. And it causes marital strife. Like, it's just a no-win situation.
No, it's bad news. Like,
let's just do this away from the family.
Yeah, that's a better idea. But I am hearing that it's going to start going back to in-person. So Andrea and I, we need to figure out some sort of a Xanax.
I think casting directors also like to get the vibe of a person. You know what I mean?
Totally.
You walk into the room and like it can be one thing on their self-tape and then they walk in the room. You're like, oh my God, you're insane. Right. You know?
Or you're.
If that disqualified people from this business, no one would work.
You're insane. Oh my gosh.
Insane. We love you. Here's all
crazy
of the money,
actor.
Right? Yeah. speaking of insane, what was Dude, Where's My Car like? Because that was such a 2000s staple movie.
When I think of that movie, I think of trying to not laugh. And when you have to like tell yourself bad thoughts in order to not be the one to ruin the take. Because everybody was so funny and
bad thoughts. Like what, like just picture horrific accidents or
exactly,
like, terrible
or like
things
think of like someone you love dying. Like I had to go to dark places just to not laugh, you know?
But what if you make jokes about that? And then you're just, now you're laughing more. Cause that would be my problem as I'd be like,
this is a downward spiral.
Yeah. It'd be all bad.
But yeah, we had a great time. And I remember it being like the dead of summer. You know, like Ashton was on his hiatus from that 70s show. So it was so hot. And it was a very long shoot because those were the days when productions had like money to shoot, which is so, it must have been so fun.
Yeah, you'd get like 16-hour days and like a month or more to shoot a movie.
Yeah, I remember it being like the whole summer.
None of this 13 days. What do you mean you can't do it in 13 days?
Literally, like 12 days. It's pretty standard. But we had the best time. It was so fun. And I had such a big crush on Sean William Scott. Like it was intense. Yeah, it was fun.
Sean William Scott always reminded me of Scott White.
I can see that. They could be brothers.
From the episode. And so when you were in that movie, I was like, oh my God, it's like our little wild joyride again, except there's the car missing, but like, it's about a car.
Yeah, car.
Yeah, I don't know. It was like my little brain was like making connections that probably. Yeah, I love that
it's a fun one.
And I just love that like you were in so many iconic.
That one is a very, shows. I mean, talk about niche. Like that one was not a hit on any level when it came out. I remember it being like a flop. But then when it,
well, it was a bong hit, but it was, you know what I mean? Like it was a movie for stoners.
100%. So I know my people. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When someone comes up and knows
and
me,
and they were
that.
Just slow on the uptake. You know what I mean? They're like, we'll get around to watching it. Just give us a little bit.
Exactly. When somebody comes up and recognizes me from that, I'm like, I know everything I need to know about you. Like I know.
Right. They just go, dude. You're my people. And you're like, where's my car? Yeah.
I want to talk about your directing career.
Yes.
I don't know much about that. You've directed several films, Sweet on You, Rosé All Day, and a Christmas, Blending Christmas, a Christmas movie.
Yeah, that was
movie?
A Brady Bunch
Talk to me.
Christmas movie, which was very fun.
I love that. Oh, okay. So how did you foray into directing? And
it kind of was born out of what we're talking about, just that frustration with acting and going into all of these rooms and sitting in waiting rooms with Jodie Sweetin being like, what am I still doing?
That really was
still doing this. Right. And it's somehow, I think having kids made it less fun for me because I would get so depressed.
Yeah, you're like, I now need a job.
I have these girls who are looking at me going, why is mommy crying? Because she didn't get a job. It just felt like the whole thing just, it was hard for me. And I would literally pull up to auditions and not want to get out of the car because I just didn't want to see more dead eyes staring at me on something I'd worked so hard on. And any job I was getting was relationship based or whatever. So one night I was crying to my husband at a bar and he just looked at me and he said, you have so much material that you've written over the years, go make something. And it never occurred to me that I could actually do that. And so I did, I had this short that I made and it wound up being, you know, pretty successful, which was great. And I directed it and I was in it and I loved the directing part so much more.
Was that the preschool one? Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That was so good.
About like the crazy parents, right?
At a preschool. And it was born out of my children's preschool. Like you walk into their school and there was a picture of every kid in the class and what they could and couldn't eat. And I just thought, this was never like this when we were growing up. You know, you just ate what they gave you. So, I mean, my daughter now has a dairy allergy, so I think the joke is on me, but she did it then.
Oh, right. Come on, people just eat. Maybe not. That's it. Yeah.
It was really fun. And then I decided it was the first time in my life where I felt like, oh, this is actually what I'm supposed to be doing, you know, and it was very clear to me. And so I took off 2 years and I shadowed every director I possibly could and just tried to learn as much without going to film school, but our film school is our experience, right? So,
exactly. Yeah.
And then I shadowed a director of a movie that I was in and I was filming in Utah. So I was away from my kids and I was able to really throw myself into shadowing like the way I had always wanted to. And that company, who I know you've worked with before, Jody, like Jeff Shank and Peter Sullivan.
Yeah. Yeah.
They pitched me to Lifetime and they wound up hiring me. So I wound up.
Amazing.
Yeah. So they were really big champions of me, which was really exciting. And it's just kind of taken off from there.
I love it. I love it. What do you find the most challenging part of directing? Because that would stress me out, like being the head honcho where everybody's coming at you and like asking questions. That would stress me out.
You do have to multitask. I think the thing that stresses me out the most about being a director is just the judgment that, because a lot of the time I have to win my crew over. You know, I work with a lot of the same guys now because it's been a couple of years. I think I've been directing for like 6 or 7 years now. So I have my like people, but at the beginning people knew me as an actor. And so I think the bar was set very low. And that used to really be hard for me, to feel like people didn't think I knew what I was doing. And, you know, so it's kind of that winning people over or showing them, you know, I remember my first production meeting I ever had, I felt like there was one particular crew member who I felt like was challenging me almost within a group of people asking me questions that, you know, luckily I knew, but he didn't think I would know.
I'm so not shocked that you said he. I'm sorry. sorry. Side note guys, of the, but yeah.
guys, yeah.
It is. Sad, but and true. I remember I was just so strong in that production meeting, but I went to my hotel room and sobbed to my husband, you know? because I didn't want anyone to know. I don't cry, obviously, ever. So I wouldn't want anyone to know that I cry. But I definitely went back to my hotel room and I was like, they all think I'm stupid. But now I feel like I have won that knowledge. And I feel like people don't think that way of me anymore. I hope they don't. But at the beginning, that was my biggest challenge, just kind of getting out of my own way and knowing, you know, that I'm there for a reason. And
what other people think of you is none of your business.
None of your business. I say that to my daughters all the time. Say,
true.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you think.
Yeah.
I mean, I 100% care, but I don't. Right, right. I 100% care, but also I don't. You know, I don't know. Just depends on the day.
Act really, like you don't.
You ask me. Right, 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 right. Depends on how much therapy I have.
Oh, gosh, guys. Isn't that the truth?
Would you ever come back and do Fullest House if there's ever a Fullest House?
Are you kidding me? I'd play Gia until she's in the old age home.
We just are asking everyone. We're like, would you do Fullest House? I think at this point we've got a full roster. We're just going to start doing it.
We do. Yeah. You should create it.
We can just do it in my garage. Hell, you know.
Right?
Just,
who needs a set?
Who needs a set? Yeah. I mean, yeah, Marla will direct. You can write.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah. We have a full team. It's kind of true.
I mean, I really am all for you taking this on. I think that would be so genius. And people want it. I think people were very, I mean, you guys know, like it was so premature that it ended. I don't feel like it's
true. Well, I think if we give it another like 20 years, right. I think then
it
it'll
gives me plenty of time.
Like
for
right now, people might be like, oh, that's kind of soon. But like 20 years will be like, guess what? We're old, we're wrinkly, and we are coming for you. And they'll be like, I want to see this train wreck.
By the way, I love girl talk in the old age home, maybe. Like they...
That's what I girl
we'll
talk...
will be the musical band for the old age home.
Yeah. Still singing
Keeps
I Saw
sharp,
the Sign.
You know?
Right. Although it's less I Saw the Sign with my glasses on is what it was is this time.
Bifocals.
Right. I Saw the Sign. Is that a P or a D? Right. You know what I mean? Like a visual
I think it's
test,
great.
But
I love this for us. Let's definitely circle back.
The crop tops are out though, in full. Oh, you know what? No, I'm going to be so old and crazy that I'll be like, I will wear a shorter crop top than I did when I was 13.
We will give zero F's.
So proud of
it. I could tell you that much.
None.
Zero.
I give very little right now, and they're just flying away with each day. I need to get away and pack up the car and break free to embark on an adventurous weekend. What do you say, AB? Will you come with me?
Well, how will we get there, Jody Sweetin?
Well, may I suggest the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe.
Oh, I have seen this car. It is stunning.
Right? I am loving the new Hyundais, and the features make it the perfect vehicle to pack up the family and get away. There's available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, which is perfect when you have two kids who both want to stare at their phones rather than talk to you. I speak from experience.
Relatable. The Santa Fe's entire existence is to make sure it can take you on any adventure, stress-free, and ready to relax.
Ooh, what do you say, Andrea? How about we, like, you know, time travel isn't real, but what if we, like, take it back to the late 80s and go on a phone-free weekend somewhere?
Oh, yes. Let's go to Joshua Tree, where there's not even cell phone service.
Perfect. Let's go on a little weekend trip somewhere.
Yeah.
Out. We'll make it like it's 1988, no phones. No, nothing. I'm going to braid my hair into a rat tail and bring a guitar to sing like a ripper. It's going to be great.
I'm going to put my hair up in a scrunchie with my permed hair and head on out in the Hyundai. So if you want to just escape your house filled with kids or your sister's widowed husband and your jingle writing partner, just go up to the snow and sing a cappella with your ripper's bandmates. This is the car to do it.
Well, that is if you don't already own a motorcycle and... maybe have a helmet.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Hey, Fanaritos, we want to talk to you about Target Circle, the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals.
I know it, and I definitely love it. And did you know that the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
It's the new Target Circle 360. Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Marla, I have a very important question for you because you're one of my favorite follows on Instagram. I just think you're fun. You have the best product recommendations.
Thank you so much. I am a big consumer.
I love watching you make fun of. Yeah, you are so good. You like spot on.
I feel like I've saved I love the economy a lot of the time. So you're welcome.
You have. You taught me about the sleep crown. Like I use my sleep crown every night.
Wait. What is a sleep crown?
Andrea, when I did Kim's podcast and she goes, I have a very important question for you from Andrea. And I was like, oh, okay, give it to me. What is it? And when it was about the sleep crown, I was so honored.
Yes. What is this? It's the sleep crown. You introduced me to the sleep crown. It's
okay, like what is the sleep crown? You guys keep saying, what is it?
It's a pillow,
right?
But it's like a giant sleep mask because it can. It's kind of like a weighted pillow, but not so much that you're going to suffocate.
Oh, I've seen like a weighted eye mask. I've seen those.
Yeah, yeah. Tuck it behind your head, right? And it kind of blocks out just enough sound that you can't hear your children, but you could hear maybe a murder that's happening. And it blocks out the light, so if you're napping in the middle of the day, it can it helps with your sleep hygiene.
And because I still have like a baby monitor, which is very annoying to have like a blaring light in your face. So, but I still need to hear it. So it's, I think you explained it perfectly. Like I could still, if she's up and crying, I can hear it, but it's that like,
okay,
that I don't hear, you know, like the little white noise of it.
Got it.
Okay. It is Jody. And I paid for mine, but I bet you I could get one sent to you. So I'm on it.
Okay.
I paid for mine too, but let's get them as a sponsor.
I am all about anything to help me sleep because
it's like female owned.
Sometimes it's great and sometimes it's terrible. Oh, yeah. Love it. Love the female owned.
Love to see it.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm definitely going to try. I'm gonna reach out to her because she couldn't be lovelier. And they have these drops. You know how these companies now, the kids today, they do drops. So you can't go onto a website and just buy something for certain companies. It's like drop on, you know, February 3rd. Like
you said drops. I was like a serum. This is how old I am. I'm like a liquid.
Mom, they give you a thing you put on your face.
Right.
And so
it's a release.
And the owner of the company has seen me order it so many times because my daughter stole mine. So I had to keep replacing mine. And then there's a travel one. So I needed the travel one anyway. And so now she gives me like the travel one, like 15-minute access before the drop.
Oh,
whoa.
Look at you. You are. Okay. Now I'm going to have the hookup. Wow, I'm definitely going to check this out.
She's the best. So I love your meal. I love your meal plans that you post weekly. I love that you make fun of your husband for like his power washing and all of the things that he does. Yeah.
Well, he killed your career. So
he killed my career.
He deserves it.
People sometimes think, I mean, the amount of things I don't show of him, because it's like, I always get approval, you know, like, can I post this?
Right. You're like, I'll make fun of you, but like, are you okay with it?
Because sometimes he's like, babe, no, he'll be in like my bathrobe or something. He's like, you cannot post me in that. So fair enough. But the amount of things I don't post of him are, you know, and it's true. I married Danny Tanner. I mean, he is such a clean freak. It's crazy, which is great.
Gosh. Wow. Yeah. The irony of that, you know, Gia marries Danny. I mean, not like in a way that, not sorry, that, but like, you know.
Yeah,
sorry,
no, I mean, he will, he gets in crevices I didn't know this house had.
Wow. That's, well, you know, that's an asset. I, you know, you get content to make fun of him and you get a clean house.
Right.
So that's
someone to power wash your windows. I'm in.
Yeah. Now my kids are like in on it. If I'm not home, my older daughter will like be like, Mom, I got dad, you know, cleaning a gutter for you. I got to send it to you. I'm like, oh yeah, send me that. Fantastic. I'm glad I didn't miss it.
Love it.
They know. They know. So what's your current favorite product that you're using, whether it's skincare or, I don't know, food related or anything, cooking related? Do you have a current fave? I noticed you're using a water bottle that's not a Stanley. Is this?
Listen, I was.
Is this your new favorite water bottle?
I was definitely one of the first to love a Stanley. But I did hear, ladies, that the straw, like the constant straw, is going to give us like wrinkles on our lips. And
no,
so I decided
no.
to get that.
Yeah, but that's like you know how much you have to suck on a straw or smoke cigarette. Like you got to be doing that a lot.
Right.
To,
I mean,
yeah.
I drink a lot of water.
If your skin is prone to that.
I drink a lot of water too. Now I'm concerned about my lip wrinkles.
I only drink when there's a straw. Like that for some reason for me, like that's my little, like
I drink way more with the Stanley.
I don't like gulping it. Apparently I drink very loudly. My husband made me aware of that the
really?
Other day.
Really?
Oh. I was like, he's like, are you okay? And I was like, I'm just drinking. Yeah. And he was like,
your problem.
Like really loudly. Yeah.
I would say like,
well, the Jody, you sorry, and I, go ahead. Oh, Jody and I are going to have all the lip wrinkles in our Girl Talk reunion in 20
right.
years.
Right.
And Marla's going to have
still nice and flawless.
That's all right. I'll just be like, that's Gia started me smoking and now I have these. You know?
It's always going to come down to being my fault, guys. Yeah. That's just the bane of my existence.
Always.
It's always Gia's fault.
When all else fails,
so
blame
Gia. So what are you drinking? What do you drink out
of
now?
Glass,
what is this cup?
Which it's a little.
Oh, I broke one of those recently.
You broke it?
On set, dropped it. I had like I called it my emotional support water bottle. It was glass. It had a little rubber thing around it. And as I was carrying too many things, I dropped it and just glass shattered.
That would be bad.
And everyone was like, Jody! I was like,
Well, I love it. My only note for it is that it doesn't stay as cold as the Stanley. Like I really like a cold.
Right. Oh, I want a room temp
so
water.
So this is perfect for you. When you're ready to give up the lip wrinkles, you just text me and I'll send you a link.
Wow. Thanks, Gia.
You realize what you're doing.
Wow. The barbs are still being thrown.
They're 36 years later. Did your kids watch Full House? Like, have they watched you as Gia on the show?
Yeah, they started with Fuller House just because they were coming to tapings and the set and stuff. And then they watched Full House just to kind of catch up and see what was really happening.
Did they like it? Or are they like my kids where they're like, really?
Loved it. Yeah. Did your girls like it?
Okay, good.
They come into tapings, but
coming to craft service and to hang out with the kids. They didn't care about the show.
They don't care about the storylines.
I don't care about this.
Well, my kids just like to make fun of me. Like, well, and I was Kimmy Gibbler, so maybe that was unique to me.
Harder.
But they just love to make fun of what I'm wearing or my hairstyles.
Yeah.
You know, constant teasing.
Mm. We've been ridiculed by our own Girl Talk creations, you know?
Yes. It's true.
Oh, guys.
Maybe they should all start. All of our girls should start a band.
Like it'll the new be, class.
Like, Girl Talk too.
There we go. Yeah.
Girls still talking.
Girls still talking.
Or something. Yeah.
Girls still talking. Girls texting. It'll be something.
Right. Girls texting.
They've never talked on the phone in their lives.
No.
Girls FaceTiming is what it would be.
Yeah,
right.
Literally.
Well, this has been so great, Marla. I'm so appreciative
Thanks,
to you.
Thanks, guys, for having me
for
on.
For spending time with us. Oh, yes.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we get to the later seasons, I'm sure we will have even more questions and be like, wait, we need to ask Marla to clarify. Yeah, because we haven't even gotten to the Gia episodes yet. So, like, no, we're on season two.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it'll take you some time. I love that you guys are doing this.
It's
going to
be a while.
I'm happy to hop back on at any time.
It's so fun.
Yay. So great. I'm so honored that you asked me to be on it. So thank you.
Oh, well, are a big part of the Full House, Fuller House family. So we love you. Here's to more rocking out to Green Day in a dressing room.
Hell yeah, I'm going to go listen to Dookie right now just to tap back into
Yes.
Oh, we love
Thank you,
Marla.
So much.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, Marla, this was
Mwah.
So great.
Love you.
Mwah.
Bye.
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 So great.
That was such a fun interview. I love Marla. I know. She's so great.
She's so fun.
Thank you all for listening to our girl talk. Pun intended. And if you want to listen more, make sure you are liking and subscribing the podcast wherever you're listening to it so you can make sure and get all those new episodes right when they drop. And you can follow us at How Rude Podcast on Instagram, or you can send us any emails, questions, all kinds of fun stuff at howrudepodcast@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you guys, and we are absolutely loving doing this podcast, and we hope that you fanaritos out there are enjoying it too. So we will see you next week. And remember, the house is no. The world is small, but the house is full.
It's my favorite part of every day. Just get ahead of watching you try to screw this up.
But I don't. Watching me try to not screw it up.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. Let's talk about Target Circle.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA. And I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.